everyone. Welcome to Disney Movie News. It's me, Renee Ariel, hosting for the first time since I was here without Sarah and Leo. And we're going to talk Disney with you guys. Get ready. Happy Halloween.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Ah, you guys, I messed up the intro again.
Oh my God, you always do that.
I always leave my volume on.
This is Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. You can follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. Like I said, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me everywhere online at Renee Ariel. And who are you?
Oh, I'm Kate Markey. And you can follow me at Kate Markey everywhere on the internet. And I have no voice. I lost it because I've been trying to imitate Leo lately. And it's just such a deep masculine voice that I can't quite get my, you know, I can't wrap my head around it quite. But I've been having a great week. Oh, anyway, introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm Leo Camacho. I know I saw a lot of you out there at LA Comic Con this past weekend, so thanks for coming out and saying hey. But you guys can follow me at Leo Zombie.
Close.
On Twitter.
That's good, you got it.
And you can follow me at Leo Camacho on Instagram.
That's not true.
Nope, Mr. Leo Camacho, Mr. Leo Zombie. That's how we do it.
Oh my God.
Keaton, thanks for always keeping. I'm really exhausted.
I'm here to keep you in check. Okay?
I'm exhausted, Keaton.
You are exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
You've been blown up lately.
Hey guys,
how are you doing, Sarah?
It's Sarah Sterling. You can follow me on Instagram at Sarah G Sterling and on Twitter at Sarah Sterling _. As you may have noticed, I did Disney bounding today because I love to Disney bound, and I am Minnie Mouse today, in case you couldn't tell. But I know what you're really here for, so hold on to your butts. I know you love pasta.
Oh, no.
So I brought pasta. Thanks for hosting today, Renee.
I love pasta.
You're welcome. Anyway,
we got... Come here, pasita!
A lot of great news.
It's our child.
You're such a doggy daddy now, Leo.
I can't.
Oh, I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep up these personas.
Yeah, this is rough. This is hard.
We said we'd do it for the intros, and now I don't know how long we're going to be able to do it for, because I've got to talk about the news.
What's in the news?
News!
Yep. We got a lot of good news today. Obviously, we're in costume as each other because it was Halloween yesterday. Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween,
I look
everybody.
Like April O'Neil. I just want
You're
to
welcome.
And so I thought it'd be fun to go over some of the celebrities who dressed up as Disney characters this
Yay.
Year.
Who do we got?
Keaton, I will give you so much money if you can name who that is.
I can.
Leo probably doesn't even know who this really is ever. Like he's never heard her name ever.
What's her name?
Okay, Keaton, let me educate you a little bit. Lauren Conrad, Star of the Hills, Laguna Beach fame.
I never watched that.
I watch a lot of equestrian horse dancing. That's what I'm into.
She looks really good as Cruella de Vil.
She does.
We're just slipping in and out of our characters.
So that's Lauren Conrad as Cruella. What else do we got? Kristen Bell.
I love this one.
This came with a really funny story where Kristen Bell's kid was like, I want us both to go as Elsa. And she was like, all right. So,
can't you just see that conversation? Wait, can I just be Anna?
Right.
No, Mom, I want you to be Elsa.
Yeah,
but I'm Anna.
Yeah. So, and what's this kid's name?
He's on that show.
He was in that movie.
He's in that movie. We're the Millers. That's what it is.
We're the Millers is my favorite movie.
No, it's my favorite movie.
I know, but I just wanted to.
Will Poulter.
I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
Will Poulter always gets told that he looks like. Sorry, Sarah. He always gets told he looks like Sid Phillips, and this year he dressed up as Sid Phillips, which is honestly incredible.
It looks just like the real version.
Is he wearing
of
a grill
Sid.
Or something?
Yeah, I think that. Oh, I was like, I think that's just his teeth.
No, he's not a robot.
And we got one more, I think. Yeah, so that's Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel and a kid yeah.
who's wearing Uggs.
That costume is really adorable.
Look at how.
It's honestly a very involved Buzz Lightyear costume.
That's a very intense. I mean, not that.
Those are good, but obviously they
got the cash to shut up.
It looks like they got a cosplayer to build that, because that looks like it's made out of EVA foam. It's not something he rented or something.
That looks so cute. And when did you learn so much about cosplay?
I've been stalking Leo's Instagram lately.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
They killed it. Yes. They win.
Yeah. I think that was it.
No, I thought Neil Patrick Harris won Halloween.
Oh, there's another one.
No, there's not.
Oh, that's not. What about Big Sean? What did he wear?
Oh, Leo, if you want to tell everyone.
Can I tell a story? So I got.
I was talking to Leo.
Can I tell Leo's story?
Yeah,
you can tell
Leo's
him?
Story. Yeah,
why do you know Leo's story?
I told you the story earlier. Can you tell me?
You tell it way better.
Yeah,
than
you
me.
Tell it better than me, man.
So
girl.
I got a text message. The who I got the text message from makes it even funnier. Have you guys ever? You guys know who Hassan Piker is? He does like those political videos that counter Tommy Lahren. He's like young, good-looking dude.
Yeah.
All right, he happens to be a friend of mine through random gigs that we used to do, and he texts me. He's like, "Leo, Big Sean wants to borrow your, wants to buy your costume." And I'm like, "Wait, Big, what? Who? I don't understand." And he's like, "Hold on," and then he starts a group chat with Big Sean's assistant, like personal assistant, and he's like, "He wants to buy it," and she's like, "No, I think he just wants to rent it, dude." Like. Can you think you'd be? And so I was like, it was getting confusing. So I text her and I'm like, all right, first question: how big is Big Sean?
No, you did not. And then she just goes,
"LOL, he's real skinny." And then I was like, sure, but I didn't know who Big Sean was.
Yeah, I don't know who Big Sean is.
I know who Big Sean is.
I know his music.
Big.
I definitely
Sean.
Know Big Sean's music, but I didn't.
But what does he look like?
He dated Ariana Grande.
He did. Yes, he's a very super famous rapper. And then Sarah and
he's
Roger
attractive.
Freaked out on me. They're like, "Of course we know who he is. Ask for a bajillion dollars." And I was like, "No, I'm never going to do that."
He's
but,
a cutie.
I just rented it out to him for a regular price.
What,
but like,
what
legit,
costume?
My Robin costume. Yeah, so he wanted to be Robin for Halloween. So his assistant looked up how to make a Robin costume on YouTube, found a video of me on YouTube of how to make a Robin costume, found me through Instagram, saw that I was mutual friends with Hassan Piker, messaged him, he texted me, and now Big Sean is wearing my Robin costume.
Okay, shout out to this assistant, because you did your homework.
She
was like, "I'm gonna freaking," she's like, "I will find you this costume, Big Sean. So and I will find you one that works, that fits." Like
that's my funny random Halloween story. Also, look forward to some Disney Bound / cosplay with me and Hassan Piker.
Allison says AP Anthem featuring Big Sean.
Oh my God. I'll ask. No, it doesn't hurt. I'll just text him.
No, just be like, now that you have his assistant's number, just be like, "Hey, I want to climb on some Disney projects."
You think he wants to go to Disney with me?
Oh my God, probably. Anyway.
I'll ask.
You're like, people would recognize you before they'd recognize Big Sean at Disney.
Can you imagine if that happened?
No, but it would happen. Like, are you kidding me? It would absolutely happen.
He is definitely significant. At Disneyland, he would still get stopped way more. He would need a plaid. He would not be able to walk through the park. He's super duper famous.
Big Sean?
I don't know who he was.
No one knows what he looks like.
Yeah, nobody knows what he looks like.
So you're saying that if I went to Disneyland with Big Sean, more people would stop me?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I would put money on it.
Big Sean, the challenge, the gauntlet has been laid.
But nothing against Big Sean, because obviously Big Sean has done a lot of big things, but...
no, I would never.
I just
never
don't think
years.
As many people know, can recognize Big Sean...
You know what?
I look at this guy and I'm like, I wouldn't give you the nickname Big Sean, but props
Sean
to you.
Don.
He's not that big. He's exactly my size. He's like my same height and weight.
So how did you get this costume to him?
His assistant came to my house that night and I handed it over in a big tub. Yeah, like a big bucket that I have.
Was she nice?
She was really nice. Yeah, she was really
very
cool.
Hollywood.
She's super like cool, like Hollywood cool. You know, I was like, here's my Batman Robin.
Not cool, guys.
not by comparison to Big Sean.
I think
honestly though,
when do you get the costume?
No challenges at Disneyland, Big Sean. I just want to go with you, dude. I want to ride Big Thunder Mountain with Big Sean.
Yeah,
everything
that he does
is
his first name.
Big Sean would get recognized.
Yes, of course he would.
All right, we gotta move on.
All right,
okay, we got our first look at Anna Kendrick in Nicole. She's wearing her little elf outfit.
How cute is that?
That's
elf
cute.
Outfit?
Is it comedy?
Also, does that sign say cold beer?
It does.
No, it says Colby.
Did you just ask if it was a comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keaton, stop asking stupid questions.
Keaton, what else
it's
would
got
it
Anna
be?
Kendrick in it.
Inquiring minds need to know. Yeah, but maybe she wants to go dramatic. I don't know.
You think there's
in a Disney movie about
you
Christmas?
You think in a Christmas Disney movie called Nicole
it could
about
be
Santa's
a romance,
daughter.
Maybe, like a love...
Comedy?
Like like a rom-com.
A rom-com?
I guess.
But there's the comedy. The com equals comedy.
But I didn't know if it was like Elf.
I know
straight
you
comedy.
Used to be blonde. You can't use that excuse anymore, okay?
I don't even know what my natural hair color is anymore, Leo. Comb your eyebrows.
Is this
relax.
Movie releasing this year? No, it's not for this Christmas. It's for next Christmas, 2018.
Can't wait.
And by the way. So that's cool. Look at her. Looking cold. Cool. There she is, looking cold.
Looking chilly.
Cold. I like her hair color. I'm thinking about dying. Oh, wait.
Hello.
It already is that color because I'm so on trend.
Leo, here's something that you're going to be interested in, and maybe you can give us a little background info on this. It was announced or released in an interview what creature from the Star Wars universe Porgs are related to. And so you probably know a lot.
Oh, I know. Evil Luke Skywalker.
Neil Scanlan, who's the creature effects supervisor, said that Porgs are related to creatures from the Star Wars universe known as the Caretakers. So what can you tell us, Leo, about the Caretakers?
So the Caretakers have you ever seen Doctor Who? And you know the episode with the nun cats? It's a very similar type of race here. You know, that they're known just for taking care of people and stuff. So,
I didn't know Leo was such a liar. I didn't know he was a liar.
But these come from a race of turtles.
Anyway, Keaton, can you tell us anything about the Caretakers?
No, not really, because they're kind of new to the franchise.
Also, Scanlan said...
Leo knows way more. Clearly.
Scanlan also said that in the trailer that we just got, where there's that clip of the Porg, screaming with Chewbacca,
yeah.
that the Porg is indeed Chewie's new best friend.
No.
I love Chewbacca.
And that the Porg is demonstrating some very Wookiee traits.
Hey, wow. And you know so many things about Star Wars Renee.
I don't like it because
I just saw The Last Jedi.
It's like Rocket Raccoon and Groot all over again.
Wait, Kylo Ren is a dumb villain.
Hey, Keaton, Sarah, do you know the order of the Star Wars movies?
Of course I do.
What is it?
I'm not going to brag. Renee, I think it'd be much funnier if Renee did it because we know Renee. Doesn't know anything about Disney.
Come on, Renee.
Come on, do your thing. Do that thing.
Renee.
Who's Kylo Ren? Porgs.
What's a porg?
You're mad that Chewie has a new best friend?
Yeah, it's so
it's
dumb.
Han.
It's so goofy.
I mean, Han?
No, it's like Han's goofy. Han. He's going to have, every time it's like, pew, pew, it's going to be like the serious shootout. Pew, pew, pew. People are dying, blown up, and he's going to be like, I'm like, oh, God.
I think it's going to be really cute. He probably is going to be like nurturing it. Can probably
yeah,
be
but
like,
it's like there's, it's going to be too much like silly, goofy comedy.
I think
like,
it's going to be like his pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also going to have like unnecessarily cute copy scenes or like it bumping into things and dropping things off of table. It's going to be very like kiddie and cheap.
And Jar Jar Binky.
And Jar Jar Binky.
No, it's not going to be Jar Jar Binky. It's going to be what's it called? What are the
Rocket Raccoon.
Ewoks. It's going to be like
that's
an Ewok.
That's bad.
I'm sorry, it's better than Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, anything is better than Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Now I see why Leo dates you, because...
I'm sorry, do porgs have like a vaguely racist accent? I don't think so.
I love you so much, what? Baby.
Jar Jar Binks has a vaguely racist accent.
He does?
Yes.
He's not right. Nobody on Earth has that accent.
No, but like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's a thing. I'm not making this up. Someone back me up. It's like a thing. I didn't make this up. What? But like Jar Jar Binks is criticized for having like a vaguely racist accent.
Yes, no, that is a thing.
Yes.
That's it's not. Have you not read Star Wars news?
Vaguely racist accent. It's not like he sounds like an actual culture on Earth. It's just like, oh, you are like a different race who like doesn't speak English well and sounds like dumb when trying to speak English.
Why doesn't anybody say that about Yoda? Oh,
you're asking about
you. I mean, I just like don't see your everyone difference. Saying this is totally a thing.
No.
Babe, you're so good with impressions.
Thanks, babe.
Anyway, I'll look it up later, Leo.
It's like weird because it's like another, it's like a fanfic interpretation of my relationship. You know?
Keaton says weird things.
Keaton,
Keaton's just jealous.
Keaton, like, sorry, you're not us.
Hairpin drop.
How would Keaton respond to that?
Because Yoda speaks like Shakespeare.
Oh, no, he doesn't. That is not how Yoda speaks.
How does Yoda speak, Keaton?
Which is why I fell in love with him.
Stitch, I think, a little bit.
Your stitch is like this. Anyway, stitch is Laurel.
Let's move on.
I'm sorry.
We got some parks news to talk about.
You're making this look bad.
We got some parks.
Oh, is that real?
Yes, it's real.
Oh, my God. When Roger posted it, I was like, there's no way this is real.
No, it's super real, but everyone's freaking out about it for no reason. Okay, so Disney released this concept art for a holiday projection overlay on the Tower of Terror in Disney Hollywood Studios.
Ooh.
At Disney Hollywood Studios, a new light show called Sunset Season's Greetings will run from November 9th through December 31st, in which the Tower of Terror will be transformed to the Hollywood Toy Hotel. So, guys, this is a nighttime show that probably is like 10 to 15 minutes long nightly. The projections aren't going to stay up after the show ends. It's just during the show. So everyone's freaking out thinking that they're overlaying the whole ride to like look like this. It's not.
Which even then wouldn't bother me that much.
So like during the holidays, it's like totally underappreciated. There is a similar show on Small World at Disneyland. It's like twice a night for like 10 minutes where they do a projection show on Small World. It's going to be exactly like that. So no one needs to freak out.
Whew.
That's it.
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah.
Great story.
People freak out for nothing.
Yeah. I wouldn't be too concerned about that. I think it's fine, but
Disney fans are like, wow, they really hate Tower of Terror.
No, but it's just sitting there. Use it.
I go to Disney a lot.
I'm going to Disney tomorrow.
Like projecting something on the tower for 15 minutes completely destroys everything it's about, right?
Yeah.
Why? Why is that?
I think people just want a reason to be.
You're not even going to be there for those 15 minutes, probably.
People just want a reason to be angry at Disney because it gives us so much joy.
This is way bigger news. They announced that Disneyland is getting a third hotel.
Oh yeah, this is huge.
Yeah.
This is why they took away our races.
This is why they took away the races.
That is true. That's literally exactly the first thing I said.
It didn't make sense when they announced that the Run Disney races were stopping. It didn't make sense because they were like, there's going to be too much construction.
Oh,
and everyone was
no.
like, what are you talking about? But now it makes sense. So this is a four diamond hotel coming to Disneyland, and it's basically going right next to the Disneyland Hotel.
Oh, wow.
It's going to cut downtown Disney shorter than it is now.
Downtown Disney.
Yeah, it's huge. Downtown Disney does not need to be that big.
I'm kind of like, why didn't they just, like, expand the Disneyland Hotel? But whatever.
That's a good point.
Stuff that's going to be hit are the AMC, Earl of Sandwich, the Starbucks next to AMC, Rainforest Cafe.
What?
There's another Starbucks in downtown Disney, you guys.
I'm talking about Rainforest Cafe.
I was talking about Starbucks.
Only what I'm sad about is Earl Sandwich.
Rainforest Cafe and ESPN Zone.
Okay.
So it's going to go, like, right there.
How long is downtown Disney? I know, but I'm just wondering.
I know, but I'm just wondering.
I'm testing you.
You want to come with me tomorrow? I'm going.
Babe, I thought we lived together. Just wake me up.
It's hard sometimes.
Here's my thing. Walking long distances for coffee isn't fun. So I prefer two Starbucks or more. So I don't know why they would take away something that brings me so much joy.
We got one at the top of downtown Disney. You got one in each park.
Yeah.
The only reason you would have ever gone to the other one is if you were going to AMC or staying at a hotel.
I go there all the time.
Also, there's a chance that they might have a Starbucks in the lobby of this hotel.
I bet
they might have an Earl of Sandwich in the hotel. I'm hoping they have an Earl of Sandwich.
That's the only thing I
care about. Rainforest Cafe.
No,
nobody cares
Cafe.
About that overpriced pasta.
Leo, let it go. You'll find another cafe. Okay.
So
not in the rainforest.
Yeah, construction starts in 2018, and they're planning to open it in 2021. I think it's pretty cool. It looks really beautiful from the concept art. It looks very green. I kind of wish there was a new
theme.
No. Also, what's cool is that the monorail station is going to be, like, in the hotel.
Oh.
Ooh.
Good.
They're trying to go Orlando.
I know, right? Anyway, so
they don't own enough land to go Orlando. They're going to have to buy up a lot of hotels to go Orlando.
People were being really funny because they were like, I can't wait to buy a park view room at the Disneyland Hotel to have a view of another hotel.
Yeah, because they're going to literally
like,
be adjacent.
So that, okay, so you see, like, the one that's going like this, and then that bluish windowed tower is the Disneyland Hotel.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like, they're next to each other. They're, like, literally right next to each
other. Well, it's more, I think the Disneyland Hotel has now the view of this new one. The new one at least is angled out, so you can see.
I mean, at least the higher levels on Disneyland Hotel, you'll be able to see the fireworks still.
Right.
And that other tower. there's three towers of the Disneyland Hotel. The one on the far left.
Do you think this will make rooms cheaper?
No.
They're building it literally because they can't fill them fast enough.
Well, you know what I mean? I mean, who knows? I mean, yeah, I guess so. I have no concept of how packed the hotels ever are because I never stay there.
Yeah. Would you want to?
Yeah. I got to stay at the Disneyland Hotel once because they made us stay there at one point during the college program, and it was free. And that was my only time ever staying in the Disneyland Hotel, and it was amazing.
I always wanted to run one of the races and stay in the hotel the night before.
Yeah, but that's always like
let your girlfriend do every single one instead.
That's always prime, but I would rather stay at a time where I can like enjoy it.
Yeah,
well, like for Dapper Day weekend.
It'd be really fun. I love Dapper Day
this weekend.
I'm going to Colorado.
I'm going to be
there. I
gotta
film another travel show, you guys. So I'm gonna miss Dapper Day.
I'll be there.
They have special rates at the Disneyland Hotel.
You have a call about that tomorrow, by the way.
For Dapper Day. And I was like, I wonder what those special rates are. Still like $300 a night. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Not doing that.
I'm gonna stay there.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Worth it.
Anyway.
I think we're all tired. Halloween just took it out of us.
You can just hear, like, my voice is just it's just a representation of.
Oh, that's why you don't have a voice.
Oh, someone said I wonder how many rooms are going to be in the hotel? 700.
Well, obviously the weekend.
700 rooms.
700 rooms.
And the new one.
How big is the Disneyland Hotel?
That's a good question. I don't know. Sarah?
You're looking it up, Sarah?
Sorry, Renee, I was toning out. Sorry.
How many rooms does the Disneyland Hotel have?
It has exactly 500.
Really?
Yep.
That's a lot.
Good fact checker.
Let me double check.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
It is less.
Hey Sarah, do you like? I decided to paint my nails like yours.
Leo, I really like this look on you.
You like the nails? I was like, I'm gonna be all emo.
990.
I meant 500 plus 490. Sorry, that was my bad.
Wait, how big is the new one?
700.
So the Disneyland is still bigger.
Yeah, they have three towers that are taller. I'm interested how many the Grand Californian has.
That's where I want to stay.
That's the one I like. Because that one, you have an entrance into the park.
That one's nice because the entrance to the park. I'll just tell you this. So in the college program, they split us up. Some people got put in the Grand and some people got put in the Disneyland Hotel. And the people who got put in the Grand were like, we get to stay in the Four Diamond, like, nicer one. And then they were all really upset because the rooms at the Grand, like, don't feel Disney at all.
Here's the thing. When
that's because you can just walk into Disney. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's okay, babe. We'll talk about it later.
I interrupt you all the
when
time.
When there are that many rooms in a hotel, I get worried about, like, have you ever seen that video where they're testing to see if hotels are actually changing the sheets?
Oh, God.
That amount of rooms, like, there's no way that there's even enough washing machines or big enough to handle that many sheets every night. You know what I mean?
You're getting Disney. A little conspiracy theory right now. Sarah.
I'm just saying.
Wrapped in sheets.
That's personally what bugs me about them, or worries me. It's just like when there's that many rooms, how do you maintain each and every one of them?
You have a very well-oiled machine that is whipped into shape,
just like you.
You see my guns right
Sarah never compliments me. You stop that.
Anyway. Moving on.
Can we talk about Lion King?
Yeah, we have to talk about Lion King. I guess we can do that now. Lion King.
Is that next?
This happened today.
But it's like, really? This is new news to people? Like, I don't know. What? It felt like we already knew all of this.
No, it's not. I sent you this separately in a separate email when I did the tags for the video. It's not like super, the visual's not super important, so you don't have to rush or anything. So it was announced today from, oh my God.
I think you guys have the same color lipstick on today.
This is my signature Renee look. It was announced today that the cast for Lion King is like official and confirmed. A lot of it we knew already. The big announcement was that, like, yes, Beyonce is confirmed as Nala.
Yahtzee!
Queen Bee.
What was the thing you're reading?
What?
Like, Simba, I've come to take you back to the Pride Lands.
Oh, yeah. You know that the very famous gif of Tiffany New York Pollard going, Beyonce? You know the one?
Nope.
Oh,
God. Do you know who Tiffany Pollard is?
Type it in.
Nope. Look, this is it right here.
Oh, what?
Well, yeah,
oh, that's New York. That's not Tiffany Pollard. That's
I said
New
Tiffany New York Pollard.
Oh, I thought you... Okay, I'm sorry. That's New York.
Yeah.
Tiffany Pollard, Beyonce.
Anyway.
Look that one up.
So, like, yeah, it's...
Beyonce?
Oh, I was wondering who you're talking... Yeah, I know who she is. I watch Flavor of Love.
We found a meme online, finally to get to the point.
Yeah.
We found a meme online where it's like, Nala, it says Nala. Simba, I've come to take you back to the Pride Land so you could, you know...
It's the first one.
Whatever. And then the response is, Beyonce?
Beyonce? Here it is, guys. Here it is. Here's the gif.
That's amazing.
But Donald Glover as Simba, yes, I love it.
Yes, no, that's always.
We
I mean, I'm still a little salty about JTT, but it's cool. I mean, Donald Glover's awesome.
I mean, the other new stuff was that the kids. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't email this to you.
It's a draft.
It's a draft.
Damn it, Renee. Oh my God, this is why you're never allowed to host.
This is why I host every week.
I'm so sorry. What I was going to say is that the new stuff is that we got to see who the kids are. I've never heard of them in my life. J.D. McCrary as young Simba and Shahadi Wright Joseph as young Nala.
Nice. Eric Andre as one of the hyenas.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Azizi.
Oh,
the
yeah.
new name for the hyenas.
Yeah.
Well, they still have Shenzi.
They still have Shenzi, and then That's they it. Have Azizi and Kamari for hyenas.
No Ed.
No Ed.
No. Which I loved Ed.
Ed was...
Yeah, because he was dumb.
Ed is the what's his face.
Oh, you can't do that because that's like poking fun at mentally disabled people.
Disney Film Facts says the kids weren't new; they were cast earlier this year.
No, but they're like yeah. new.
That's like Ed was the Alan Tudyk.
No, I just meant like no one was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I meant. They're like new on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, like we been new. We knew it was going to be Beyonce. Like, we were just waiting for them to announce it.
Beyonce's like, thanks, you gave me more lions, so I'll actually do this live action movie.
Yeah, frankly.
They gave her more lions?
Yeah.
Oh, Keaton, you're so funny.
I know, I read
Frankly, I thought it would be announced with Beyonce and Jay-Z each holding one of the twins, like the Simba moment.
That would have been amazing.
Well, has she put it on her social media yet?
She posted it on Facebook.
Dang it.
Yeah.
That would have been
incredible. She just posted the casting graphic.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, there's people who are mad.
Why?
About Beyonce?
Why?
They're just like, now all I'm going to think about is how it's Beyonce.
No, they won't.
I mean, and did you only think about how it was Oprah in, you know what I mean?
What? In Princess and the Frog?
Princess and the Frog.
No, but she has a much smaller role. But also, frankly...
Oprah was in Princess and the Frog?
She's Tiana's mom. But Nala in the movie also, adult Nala actually does have a pretty small role.
Maybe they're going to make it.
Yeah,
she's not that
they're going to change it. They're going to give her a bigger
role.
Do you
think they're going to have Nala's song from the Broadway show in it now?
Yeah. No, I think they said...
Shadowland.
They said that there's going to be a new song.
Oh.
Obviously, so Beyonce can, like, win an Oscar for it.
Ugh, that's what she did for Dreamgirls. She's like, I'll do Dreamgirls, and I want to be this role, but I want my own song.
I'm so excited for Can You Feel the Love Tonight. Well, I mean, who knows if it's going to be them singing it, but, like, they're singing in it.
And Donald Glover's going to be rapping it because he can't sing like Beyonce, that's for sure. No, he can sing, but not like Beyonce.
He can sing better.
No one can sing like Beyonce.
Does Simba even sing that?
I can't decide.
Yeah. No, he doesn't sing the chorus.
Separately. Things to tell her.
Yeah, but he doesn't sing the chorus.
I can't decide.
No, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, he can sing that part. That's like Matthew Broderick level. He can handle that.
Won't he be the king of
No, he is. The king I see inside.
Who said?
That was really loud. I'm so sorry.
Who said?
Yes, I know Donald Glover can sing. I'm not saying he can't sing, but he can't sing
Donald
like
Glover can do everything.
I know, but he can't sing like Beyonce.
Oh, Keaton, you have this weird hair.
Leave it.
There it is. There's the casting.
I came from an audition.
Who's playing Elton John in the remake? LOL.
Just a quick side note. We also... can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. We had DJ McCrary in studio for the beat. not like about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. So if you guys want to check that out on BHL Live, you can see his interview,
who?
I guess.
Young Simba.
He's right here, yeah. He's playing Young Simba.
Oh.
Yep.
That's tight.
We got to call him back.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can get him on.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
We should call him back.
Oh, Donald Glover.
I've just been lolling about everybody today being like, oh, my God, Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner. And I'm like, they knew. Yeah. Like,
we knew. But
we've known for months.
They announced those.
But no, I know. But here's the thing.
I know, like, the general public.
We keep up with everything. I know. Right?
We run a show called Disney Movie News.
Yeah.
No.
General public misses.
We run
stuff.
A show called Disney Movie News.
Like,
What? Sarah's really tasty today, guys.
But still, I'm just like, yeah, guys. Like, there's a lot of people on my Facebook, which is why I tweeted about Facebook. There's a lot of people on my Facebook being like, wow, like, so excited about Billy Eichner. And I'm like, all right, like, it's someone who are like, they consider themselves Disney fans, and I'm being a pretentious Disney fan. I'm like, if you were really a Disney fan, you would have known that Billy Eichner was casting this
month. I literally follow somebody who, like, works in the entertainment industry, works, like, in, like, journalism, like, the entertainment news stuff, and, like, he posted today, oh my God, John Oliver is spot on as Zazu. I'm like,
that was, like, the first casting announcement.
Like, 3 months ago, that was exciting, but come on, do your job.
Just anyway. When you see it all together, I think that's when people are like, wait a second, and then they have all the
James Earl Jones is Mufasa?
I feel like a lot of it does slip by when it comes off, like, isolated, like John Oliver as Zazu. A lot of people just don't catch that.
Someone in the chat said, you know, Renee, pretentious Disney fan.
Super pretentious. The other thing that I thought we could talk about, if no one has any issue with it, is that Leo and I saw Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah. We're non-spoiler,
obviously. Do a non-spoiler thing.
I'm sorry.
You and Leo
Renee
saw...
And
you and Leo?
I wanted to tell you, but I was, like, in a weird place between...
How
friends.
Did you guys get the invite and we didn't?
I didn't want to...
Sorry.
What the heck?
I was going to go, but I was hosting a red carpet that night.
So, should we do a non-spoiler review?
I mean, I would like to hear one. Just don't spoil it for me.
So here's the deal.
Renee, I'm so surprised you saw Thor. You haven't
I
seen any of the other movies.
I'm so surprised you saw
it's
Thor.
It's like good friends who saw Thor.
Sarah, it's like when they went to see Pirates without us.
Yeah.
Because we went to the premiere.
Like that.
Because we went to the premiere. What?
Well, oh my God. To be fair, Leo was in it.
I know, Leo's acting debut.
You did such a good job.
You're so sweet. Thanks for coming up to
What
China
did you think overall?
You can't compliment Leo like that. You're breaking character.
You suck.
There you go. Now it sounds like Sarah.
Don't talk to me.
What did you think?
I loved it.
I loved it too.
I thought it was light and fun, and but also like a cool action adventure movie. What I really felt strongly about was that this was sort of the movie that comic book movies needed right now. Like, that's a very Batman-y quote.
Better than Guardians 1?
No.
No. Than Guardians 2, though.
Better than Guardians 2. Way better than Guardians 2, in my opinion. But, like... Guardians 2 was like, hey, these are fun and light, right? But then, like, Thor takes it even a little bit further. Ooh. It's even funnier than, like...
It's a little more adult humor.
Yeah. It's Chris Hemsworth.
Not necessarily.
Chris Hemsworth is just silly the whole movie, and it's great. He's such, like, a meathead. And you realize, like, that's always been his role in the Avengers. Like, Thor never really had a heavy part. He's always been sort of, like, the big muscly guy. Mm-hmm. And now it's like you're following, like, a day in the life of the muscly guy, and it's
great.
Well,
they never give him lines in the real movies.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of lines. So this one, but now it's like he steps up, you know, he's got the platform in this, and it's Thor is like, now that the mic's on you, what do you have to say? And then you realize, like, why? But he's just, like, fun. It's like a really, really fun movie. Everybody does a great job. The special effects are great. They're dynamic with Hulk and Thor.
Great soundtrack.
The soundtrack is dope. It's solid 80s synth.
We've had some questions, and we've had some questions like, what do I need to know before I see this? Nothing. I have not seen Thor 1 or 2.
Yeah, it's completely
And I was
irrelevant.
Fine.
Here's what you need to know.
Because I'm Renee and I don't say anything. No, but it's true. I haven't seen Thor 1 or 2.
I haven't either.
Me, Sarah, has not seen Thor 1 or 2. And Renee also has not seen Thor 1
Loki
or 2.
Loki is Thor's brother. Odin is Thor's and Loki's father.
Yeah.
But
different mama.
But to be fair, I have seen like Avengers 1 and 2 and Civil War, which maybe are more important.
Wait, they're more important to watch before this film?
Yes.
Avengers 1
movies,
and 2.
The Thor movies you can completely not
you don't
watch
need
them.
You don't need to have seen Civil War, but you Avengers 1 and 2.
Civil War. No, no, you don't need Civil War. You do Avengers 1 is like the big one because it kind of sets
that's
up the relationship.
That's where Loki. That's like yeah. Loki.
I heard about Thor was that it's great except one thing. And then I was like, what's the one thing? And they're like, you'll know when you watch it.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Truly don't.
Whoever told you that is a liar.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm super curious what it is.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
What's your opinion on Valkyrie? I heard she kills it. Tessa
Thompson. Yeah, she's cool.
She's great.
She's a great character.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I heard today that they cut a scene that would have made her bisexuality explicit.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Well, no, I mean, it's not in the movie.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Why you gotta be scared of that?
She's a cool character.
Yeah.
Like, she fits in. It doesn't feel like she's crammed in. Like, you know, it legitimately feels like she belongs there. Like, she's got... Like, the way Thor talks about her is how you kind of get the narrative, and it's great, you know?
How's my Jeffy Goldblum?
Oh, amazing. He's so funny.
Amazing.
His character's great.
Jeff Goldblum is amazing. He reminds me so much of my dad.
He plays Jeff Goldblum in this
movie. Have you ever gone to see him play jazz?
No.
Oh, my God. Can I go with you guys to see it? Yeah, because yeah. I would love to. Be a really fun night for us all to go out and watch Jeff Goldblum, because I'm sure he'd had stories about Thor Ragnarok, because that's what he does. He just tells stories about being on set in between his, like, jamming out with the jazz band.
Yeah.
And it's so cool.
Yeah, he's the coolest. I want to see it.
Okay.
I mean, I want to go
I'll schedule. It's actually on Wednesday night, so we'll have to skip Disney Movie News that night for our Disney Movie News field trip.
On a scale of 1 to meh, how meh was this movie?
I would say it's in,
1, not meh.
Yeah, not meh. It's like in the top 5 Marvel movies. And I put it up there. It's that good. Because it's different enough to, like, stand alone, and it's really fun. It's like a funny. Yeah.
It was really good.
It is fantasy sci-fi, too, which is really cool.
I loved it.
But comedy, right?
Comedy, yeah, totally.
Great.
Comedy.
Isn't there something else?
It is a comedy at the heart of it.
Oh, someone was bringing up in the chat. This is totally different. Coco released in Mexico already.
What?
Yes, and Mexico's losing their minds over it. It's doing really well.
Yeah. Let's cross the border and
comes
go
out,
see it.
Comes out next week.
I know, like
this week.
Yeah,
next
Thanksgiving. Week.
Did it come out today?
I was gonna say. I was like, yeah, it comes out next week on Thanksgiving, and then I was like, Renee, literally, it's November 1st. Renee,
what were you saying?
Sarah, stop being so mean.
Wait,
did it open up today? Because it's Día de los Muertos.
It opened like over a week ago.
And they're losing.
The premiere theater was in tears.
Se están poniendo locos.
Everyone says.
When did you learn Spanish?
It's a return.
Oh, you don't know about it. I got a little degree.
Little degree.
It is a quote a return to Pixar, a return to like
very good,
quality.
It's very good, man.
Leo, will you speak
Spanish
for me? We're
close enough that we could go to Mexico.
You have to eliminate your asses a little bit more.
I am seeing it next
señora.
Week.
Si,
huh?
Señora. I am seeing it next week.
What? Are you going to Mexico?
No. You're go.
Oh.
You're gonna see.
Renee, where could you possibly?
You
be going?
Knew this. You knew I was doing this.
Keaton and Renee are always fighting.
They're so.
Remember?
I wasn't on the email. Maybe Renee didn't send.
Oh my god.
I'm sure Renee got a plus one, and Renee, if she's gonna invite anyone, it's gonna be you.
Obviously,
I'm
Renee
the plus
Keaton
one.
Joel, ever.
I'm the plus one. So no, I don't have
whatever.
Plus one. Sorry.
Whatever.
Anyway.
I thought we were the couple on this side of the table.
I know.
Like, they have their...
Issa's freaking out. Yes, I'm going to see it next week.
They so wish they were us.
I know.
It's embarrassing.
we should start our own show.
Other news is that Dapper Day is this weekend at Disneyland.
Dapper Day and BlizzCon is also happening in Anaheim at the same time. So it's going to be very busy in Anaheim. I recommend getting anywhere you are going early. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Also, the Once Upon a Time convention is this weekend.
That's too. In Burbank, though, isn't it?
It is in Burbank, yeah. I might just go outside creepily in my hook costume, get some photos, and then go to BlizzCon.
Is Colin going
to
be there?
I don't know. Probably
I don't think
not.
He is. I just think it's Lana and...
I do know that Lana for sure is going to be there.
Yeah, Lana.
And also, what's the girl who plays...
Emma? Yeah, she's going to be there. I don't know her name. Isn't that so bad? I don't
yeah, because everybody's like, you should go, because all the Captain Swanners are going to be there.
Yeah, but Captain Swan is dead, guys. Get on with the new season, the reboot.
Whoa, Leo, you're real passionate about that.
Wow. I haven't seen that side of you.
Yeah, so it's going to be a crazy weekend. But Dapper Day, FanFlare will have a booth.
Yeah, FanFlare has a table.
We're just going to, is it cool if we hype you guys a little bit?
Dapper Day Expo.
Please, hype us.
Totally.
Hype us. Go.
So this year, the Dapper Day Expo costs $10 to attend both days, but you get the Dapper Day pin with it. So it's pretty, still a good price. You're paying for the pin. So FanFlare has a table there. I'll be at the table, or Sarah will be at the table on Saturday. And on Sunday, Sarah will be there for a little bit, and Sarah's mom will be running the table.
Hey. Can't wait for my mom Sunday. To come into town.
Yes.
Excited.
She lives in town.
Yeah, she's from here.
I love when she comes to that area of town.
I like when she comes.
So hot.
Oh, Keaton.
Oh my God. Itty-bitty tank top. Sunday's the bigger day to dress up. So if you want to do dapper outfits, do it this weekend.
I'm really bummed I have to go film this travel show in Colorado and help my cousin pick out a wedding dress.
You know, that really was why I was in Colorado like a couple weeks ago for a wedding. Okay. I was like, are you really going to Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Those guns.
I'm getting them confused. Oh, Keaton's been lifting.
My God.
I mean, I've been lifting. I just don't shave anymore. That's the only
thing. Oh, my God.
Like, I've decided to embrace my womanhood. And you know what? It's my body. Don't shame me for it.
Guys, I should tell you about the hormones I've started to take.
Oh, my God. Anyway, can't believe I thought we had so much news, but now we still have 6 minutes.
How are you guys' Halloween?
It was all right. I hosted a costume contest at my cousin's brother Guild Hall last night. In Burbank, the Guild Hall is a really fun place. You guys should go if you like video games and nerdy board games and stuff, and you're over 21. But Sarah stayed home.
I didn't do anything. I was preparing for Dapper Day.
I stayed home as well last night and just got really excited for trick-or-treaters. Like, every time, I was just so excited. Oh, and yeah. there are these kids that were the box trolls, and it was the cutest costume ever. Aww. And I made them take a picture with me.
It's
on my Instagram. So if you follow, actually, Keaton's Instagram, @ Keaton Markey.
Follow me, Keaton Markey, everywhere on the internet.
On the actual holiday, I stayed in with friends and watched Stranger Things. I'm only on episode, four.
Oh,
but
so I'm liking it.
I am loving it.
Yeah, we tore through it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I only, didn't finish because I was exhausted. But then over the weekend, I went to some parties. I dressed up as a cheetah. You can see my pictures on Instagram. On Renee's Instagram, make sure you follow her, @ Renee Ariel. It was a great costume. You looked hot. Check it out. Thanks.
That's cool.
My boyfriend and I were the Grady twins this weekend.
That was awesome.
What are the Grady twins?
From
Shining?
Oh, yes.
Bruce Willis actually and his assistant were the same Halloween costume. So the next day I got all these pictures of my friends be like, did you see Bruce Willis did the same thing as you? I'm like, yeah, great.
By the way, why were so many celebrities, Selena Quintanilla and...
Selena's really hot right now. I literally just bought a Selena shirt.
Yeah, real hot. Oh my God, my headphones are being weird.
It hurt really
And then on top happened. Of that, people were that and Cher. I've seen so many Cher's. Okay.
You're just talking about Kim. Selena's. Only Kim did both of those.
No, Kim didn't do Selena.
No, I know.
Yes,
my,
she did.
Here's
she
the
did
thing.
Selena.
Here's the thing.
No, but my friends Guys, did Cher. Two of my friends did Cher.
Kim Kardashian does anything. Everybody does it.
But no, Demi Lovato did it first.
Demi did it first, and then Kim did it, but Kim did Cher. Kim's theme this year was Hollywood icons. First she did Cher and Sunny with Jonathan Cheadon.
She does themes? Of course you would know this.
No, I'm making this up.
Is that why?
She didn't say she's doing themes. She just did. And then her second costume was Marilyn Monroe and Michael Jackson. And Courtney was Michael Jackson. And it was
amazing.
That was a great costume.
And then she did Selena.
Okay, well, I'm just saying Selena was a very popular costume.
I just have to say gender-bending costumes are the best.
Yeah. Courtney was
I love
incredible.
That you got your boyfriend to do that costume.
No, it was his idea. He came because we had all these plans. We were gonna do a 6-person costume. We were gonna do Wizard of Oz, the whole crew. We were gonna do Men in Tights with 10 of us, all in the same Men in Tights costume. And then all of a sudden, my boyfriend's like, "Hey, what if we just were the Shining twins?"
Did I say Marilyn Monroe? I meant Madonna. I apologize.
Oh.
It was they look. It's a similar look. It's when Madonna looked like Marilyn Monroe. I apologize. That was me just not thinking.
And this weekend was LA Comic Con. That was cool.
Yeah, we were
that
there.
We had FanFlare was there all week, and we met a lot of you guys.
How are you alive?
Well,
still?
That's why
you've
I
done
sound
a con
like this.
Every weekend.
I know.
about 5 weeks.
It's more than that. Yeah, it broke down my system.
Guys, I'm going to be at Comic Con next year. I'm going to
really?
Be doing some press for Clever.
That's awesome.
Yay!
Thanks.
Welcome.
Yeah,
thank you.
I got to host the Geek So Chic fashion show. That was cool, nerdy. And then I hosted Club Comic Con. That's where this started happening. And then you're around people and you're hugging people. Where were you? What did you do this weekend?
What I do this
she
weekend?
She went to a cheetah party.
I drove to and from San Francisco.
I went to a cheetah party? I dressed as a cheetah at a Halloween party.
I have really awesome friends that do a Halloween party every year at their house, and they go overboard in the best way with the decorations, and every year they also incorporate a game or a scavenger hunt or an escape room within the party. Cool. And so this year it was a Stephen King themed party, so hence the Grady twins. But if you go on, I'll actually post some picture from the post some pictures from the party. But it's incredible what they do, Max and Jen and everybody else involved in those. I just every year they outdo themselves.
I gave my best construction prize last night at the costume contest to a Shining cosplay. And they had constructed the entire bathroom wall, and he was walking around with it, and it like could frame around his face, and then like it was splintered, like, you know, he broke it with the axe, and then his girlfriend was like huddled up against
the wall. Yeah.
But like the wall was so detailed, they had the wallpaper and they had light switches.
It was
amazing. It was really well done. It was on my Instagram story. It might actually still be there.
Here, I'm gonna. So a friend of mine was just the red balloon.
Oh my god! Get out of here.
Here's
awesome.
So that's when you walked in the front door. It was all red balloons, and all the walls were covered in like the pages of Stephen King books, lasers. Oh, here, that was.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yeah,
Leo's currently obsessed with the Stranger Things Taylor Swift "Ready for It" matchup.
Oh, yeah,
no, are you ready please for pull it? It up. I have not seen it yet.
We only have 50 seconds.
I'll play it.
Guys, I'm sorry. For Halloween, we also all dressed up as the Taylors from the "Look What You Made Me Do" music video.
That was so cute.
At Clever, we all did it. And Taylor Swift saw one of us on Instagram. My friend Emil, who dressed up as the Taylor Swift wearing the rep bodysuit. He posted a picture of it, and Taylor Swift commented on it. So if you want to check it out,
shut.
Find it, man.
Yeah,
it doesn't have enough views.
He died.
Go to twitter.com/LeoZombie.
Oh, my goodness.
But definitely also check out all of our costumes if you go to Clever's Instagram or mine. We, like, went all out with the Taylor Swifts. It was
pretty cool. I loved your... Did you get to keep that sweatshirt? Where'd you get it?
I wish. No, Bridget made it. One of our...
And it's literally my first... it's the top tweet.
There it is.
Yep.
Swifter did you just do that?
I just tweeted it. Yeah, because I'm obsessed with it. I've been listening to it for, like last night and tonight.
I'm so excited to watch this.
Me too.
It's so dope. And the music is cool. Yeah, we're gonna play this. Give
him
a
shot.
Yeah! Oh! I like this.
It's tight, right?
This is amazing.
All the tattoo, you don't try it all. This is
a great workout song. I can, like, this is a great runout song.
I want to download it.
Actually, this is great for the marathons I run for Disney.
Oh, yeah, you can. Well, you can't do that now, sorry.
Ah, they're over.
In the news.
They're not over. You can go to Orlando or Paris.
God, I love this Stranger Things music.
How good was the music just throughout the whole series,
so good.
Too? It was just. Did you like
so
this season or last season better?
Music?
I like this season better too as a whole.
Sarah and I have a special cosplay. We're lining up.
Are you ready for it?
So good.
Anyway.
So good.
Thanks for watching Taylor's Disney News. I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me everywhere at Renee Ariel.
And I'm Keaton Markey. You can follow me at Keaton Markey everywhere on the interwebs.
So good, Keaton.
Thanks, Leo.
And I'm Leo Camacho. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Leo Zombie and on Twitter at just Leo Zombie.
And you guys can follow me at Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram and at Sarah Sterling_ on Twitter. Bye!
I just want to let you know, Leo, I really respect you as a host and as an entertainer. Just,
you know,
this is something I've always wanted to tell you on the air.
Renee, I love you.
I feel the same way.
I know. I felt that we...
Just, yeah.
We're good friends. I'm glad we're friends. All right. We've really
Thanks for watching. Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, but the entire Popcorn Talk like to thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. This is Richard with Edwards, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.